This is the Tiger 102.75.
The PM yesterday told the Ministry of Digital Economy and Society and other top officials to quickly implement a policy to provide more digital government services to the public, noting that results have so far not met his expectations. Meanwhile, a technology and legal expert said yesterday that the government needs to issue new legislation and standardise the database of state agencies to deliver more digital services to the public. With the exception of the Foreign Ministry's passport issuing service, most government agencies still require people to provide a photocopy of their ID for various services, largely due to the inability to link the databases of all agencies in the public sector. A 22-year-old infantry private, now struggling to survive in a hospital's intensive care unit, sustained injuries in a fight with other soldiers, not from being officially disciplined. This from senior military officials yesterday. The commander of the 31st Infantry Regiment in Lopburi province admitted that he'd failed to properly supervise his subordinates, resulting in a three-on-one fight that landed Private Kachakapa in the ICU earlier this week. The three unnamed army privates have reportedly confessed to attacking Kachar after an argument and have been taken into custody. He said the wounded private's family had already filed a complaint with the Lopburi police for assault charges against the three soldiers and the case was ongoing. A cargo boat travelling from Phuket suffered engine failure yesterday after it was hit by waves and ended up stuck on rocks off Koh Phi Phi. The cargo boat called Salani had engine failure and was found drifting near the Lam Tong beach on Koh Phi Phi. A tour boat from the Andaman Wave Company was used to tow the cargo boat off the rocks. It took about 1 hour to get the boat to a safe area away from the rocks. The boat wasn't badly damaged and all crew were safely taken off Salani to awaiting boats during the rescue. After the boat was pulled off the rocks and the engine fixed, the crew continued on their journey to deliver the goods to the island. The 12 Mupa soccer players and their coach, who captured the world's attention last month when they were rescued from the Tamluang cave in Chiang Rai, said they wanted to thank the world for the outpouring of love and support that went into rescuing them from their harrowing subterranean ordeal. Adun Samon, the 14-year-old, said, "We learnt about love by receiving love from everyone." This during an exclusive interview with America's ABC News. The interview, which took place at a temple in the Maasai district, was arranged through the Thai government on the condition that the topics be reviewed by child psychologists and other specialists caring for the team in order to protect the young boys' well-being. Asked what they'd taken away from their time at the temple, the boys rattled off a list, one saying he learned how to be patient, another boy said how he was taught to have a very peaceful mind. 13-year-old Dom said his followers on Instagram have grown to more than 300,000. So that's how you get followers on Instagram. The PM, Prayut Chan-o-Char, will invoke his executive power to ease political restrictions in order to allow political parties to partially carry out political activities. This from Deputy PM Wasanu Kriyanam yesterday. He said political activities will be permitted, including holding of general meetings of political parties to recruit new memberships, expressing opinions on election constituencies, holding primary elections to select poll candidates, forming selection panels to choose candidates, and coordinating with party members. However, he admitted he had no idea when the PM would exercise his power under Article 44. Just a reminder that the Phuket Water Authority has announced that the water supply in some areas of Patong, Katar and Karon will be shut off from 9 a.m. today. Areas to be affected are locations on the hills in Patong, Katar and Karon that require water to be pumped up to provide pressure. As there may be no power, there will be either no water or very weak water pressure to those areas until at least 5 p.m. And a prayer ceremony finished yesterday at Sapan Hin for the 47 victims of the Phoenix boat disaster. The ceremony represented the four different religions of people who drowned on the evening of July the 5th.